This is Patrick Gleason, and you've reached a higher level of Nerdvana.
These are...
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Okay.
Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh.
End of line.
Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
Never do that again.
I will never do that again.
That was awesome.
Welcome to the Gamers Haven podcast, and of course the CanCon 2014 and the CanCon Awards. I know you've all been waiting patiently for it. And now this is the fifth year for CanCon open to the public. For those of you, let's see a show of hands. How many people have been to CanCon before? All right, all of you people, put your hands down. I want to know now, who hasn't been to CanCon before? Let's give those people a round of applause. That's right. Now, as I understand it, we have people who've come here from many, many walks of life and very, very far away. We have our resident Canadians.
Yay, Canadians.
Yay, Canadians. That come here.
Who's left up there, eh?
I don't know, because there's only three people in Canada. This has been established.
So they left the moose behind.
They did leave the moose behind.
Yeah, well, there's at least two.
You know, there's a recession here, so there's now three people in Canada. So, you know, it's the economy.
Yes.
Let's blame Obamacare.
And the moose.
Yes, and the moose. Totally blame the moose. Oh, did everyone have a good time this weekend? Yeah. Awesome. We worked really hard with a lot of people to do this show. And this being our fifth year and our first year here at the Overland Park Convention Center.
Big round of applause to them. They were great.
Yeah. I hope everyone enjoyed this venue a lot more than last year's. Because I know water and trash pickup, it's an amazing experience. But I want to say, before we get too far into things here, before we get into the award ceremonies, give you guys a few things to just some information. This year we saw about 350 people come to CanCon. Which is fantastic. We, of course, had our silent auction to help raise funds for Extra Life, a charity benefiting the Children's Miracle Network. My wife, being the charity organizer, set us a goal of raising $1,000. And I'm happy to say that we raised $1,008. Which is $407 over our previous record. And I want to say thank you to all of you for supporting that and making that initiative a success. So it's just awesome to see things like that take off and happen, and you guys come here and have a good time.
We get cool stuff, so it helps.
So you just don't care, you just, you know.
No,
totally, you just want stuff? Really? That's
really?
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all for the kids.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
You already said it was for stuff, Noah. Get out.
Yeah.
You showed your true colors. Oh, and you'll notice that our other host, Nathan, is not here. But I think you guys have only met him and seen him in the show once, so...
at least at the end of Concha.
I think you've been in the show more than him now, the award show.
No, my first year of doing it was last year.
Yeah,
oh, wait, so this, is, yeah, so this is 2 years, so yes.
It's 2 years, so this would be more than Nathan. Yes. We love Nathan, but he's not here, so... In your yellow bags that you received this year, and we have extra copies, there are feedback forms, little half-page surveys, and I implore anyone and everyone to please fill those out and get those back to us. Your feedback is hugely important, and we really, really want to know what you liked and what you didn't like about this year so we can do more of what you like and do less of what you don't like next year. So please fill that out, turn it in either to us or drop it off over here at the swag table. See the prize mistress here with her hat?
That's a hat?
That is a hat. She has a box.
Once again, something's even.
And a hat. And her name is Becca, by the way. She's been doing the prize mistress stuff for... All this swag is because of her. Because you got stuff.
I just organized it.
Well, you got it because she organized it. Mm-hmm. So she's an amazing lady. We have a lot of great volunteers that have pretty much given up sections of their life for CanCon. And it's all volunteer. None of us get paid to actually do this. And I want to point out a few people just to say, hey, you guys are awesome. And the first two I immediately want to think of is Danae and Angela over there. Danae being the registration coordinator and Angela being the event coordinator. Both of them did an absolute amazing job. I mean, an absolutely phenomenal job.
I think this was a butter smooth year.
No, yeah, that'd help if you had the mic in front of your mouth.
Yeah. No, it's been a butter smooth year this year. So,
butter smooth. Okay, we'll go with that.
Just regular butter. It's like we're talking the fancy European or the farmer's market butter. That's
good butter.
That is good butter.
That is good butter. But Angela, Danae, you guys have done an absolutely amazing job. Can we get a round of applause for them? That'd be awesome. Of course, we've got the game library in the back corner, organized by our resident librarians, Nick Seal and Eunice Scott. Another round of applause.
If you have not partaken of the game library, you are missing out on a very cool part of CanCon.
Mm-hmm. And I know I'm forgetting people. My brain isn't working.
It's Sunday.
Who am I forgetting?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Quick round of applause for all the people who staff all our crazy, crazy sections here.
Sure.
The volunteers.
All of our volunteers. Yes, each and every one of us. Fantastic job. So now that we're done patting ourselves on the back, let's pat some of you on the back.
Certificates.
We have some winning game certificates for some fine role players out there. Fine players in general. What do we have first up here, Jeremy?
Ella Wynn. The Certificate of Breathing. The game invisible, as in not listed on the sheet.
If you hear your name and you happen to be here, please come up and get your certificate.
I'm going to sneeze now, so I'm going to hand this over.
I know you guys have a lot.
Oh, sorry, guys. We have Best Ogre Toe Jam for No Country for Old Kobolds for Lex Weeks. Is Lex in the house? He just walked up. Hey, Lex, you got a second?
Come back. Come back.
We have cookies.
That was sad.
And we have the You Try Award for Betrayal of Kalanax to Chris Weeks.
Sad.
Ooh. I like this one. All the Single Ladies Award, Firefly, All That Shines Ain't Gold, Morgan Weber. Really?
Really?
No. No.
The certificate of residency goes to Tegel Manor for Tegel Manor goes to Thomas Hook.
Woo! Come on, we gotta sign it. Come on, sign it. Sign it. Sign it faster. Sign it faster.
We're making it official by signing it.
Cool!
We need a stamp, really.
Just write the amount over in the... Oh.
Here's your certificate of residency, sir. Would you like to make an acceptance speech?
Oh, maybe not. Thank you.
Is that good?
That was good. We have the International Naval Dancing Award for Malifaux goes to Wiener Guzman. Is Wiener still here?
She's playing a game.
Oh, she's playing
a
Wiener.
Yeah, come on, go
to the award. You have won the International Naval Dancing Award. It's official.
Witness. We have the certificate of incarceration for Kay.
Would you like to make a speech while I interrupt good old Noah?
Would you like to make a speech on acceptance? No? Okay.
Thanks.
No problem. Thank you.
We actually have to take us.
Uh-huh.
I've given a stamp.
It's all official-like.
The certificate of incarceration for Tegel Manor goes to Ted Bolgerad. Bolgerad.
Ted. That's a familiar face.
Hey, Ted, how's it going?
So you are officially incarcerated.
Yes.
And now we have a stamp.
It's the Great Seal.
Da 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 da.
Thanks,
guys. You want to make a speech? Okay.
We have the Award Against Humanity for Star Wars X-Wing miniatures, the Death Star Trench Run. It goes to George Capps. Hey, George!
Okay, put a ring on it, award. Wah, Hama. Honor? Hama. Connor? Connor? Okay. Connor 1? No, thanks. Connor 2? Connor 3? Alright.
Good.
That was a fun game. We have the Pressure Enemies Award, Tegel Manor, for Zachary Zeringer.
Alright. We have the Selective Hearing Award for Scooby-Doo Cthulhu Red Blizzard goes to Tony Butler.
Woo! Sign it.
He forgot it.
Yeah, I don't make him up.
Stamp it.
I thought it would be the Dangerous Chemical Awards.
I would not be standing here today to accept this award if it weren't.
We cut you off at the 1 second mark.
Yeah.
We'll play out. Put the music off.
I would not be standing here if it weren't for dangerous household chemicals and my vast knowledge of how to combine them into more dangerous household chemicals. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
We have the Certificate of Incorporation for Tegel Manor going to Donald Sellers.
You know you wanted to burn the place down.
Speech.
Donald
Dice rule!
Fair enough.
All right, we got Best Zombie Tamer, Rampage. I can't actually read that.
Joffrey Voss.
There we go. My eyeballs don't work. Yes, no.
Joffrey Voss?
Oh, sad. Go.
We got this one. It's the You're Glad You Aren't This Cool Award for Feng Shui LXG 1955 Back to the Terminator goes to Eric Parker for a fine playing of Nick Parker from Blind Fury. Right. He got his Rutger Hauer on.
Sat at the wrong spot, even.
Because, you know, Rutger Hauer is the Liam Neeson of the 80s.
We have the best, worst video.
What are you, the orchestra at the Oscars?
Yes.
Okay.
Count, boy. Sorry. We have the Best Worst Ninja Award for Iron Edda, War of Metal and Bone, going to Amanda Fuentes. She's very distracted right now. Award over there. Award, Amanda. Award, no.
They're in a game. It's highly important.
You get the Best Worst Ninja Award.
Oh, no. Thank you.
We're just going to put the mic here if you, anyone wants to be to give a speech.
There you go. All official mic.
We have the Aquaman Award of Excellence given to, for Frozen Whispers, to Josh Crockett. And when you guys get these home and frame them, because I know you will, because they're that special. We want pictures.
Oh, you want me to get a speech?
Make sure you turn it off.
Well, it's no surprise that I'm here.
Why is it on?
Why is it
not on?
You broke it.
You turned it off.
You broke it, Ethan?
Yeah, it's on.
There's a switch?
Sure, like, because,
well, I wouldn't be up here if it wasn't for the incredulous, impudent imbecile that I have the discourteous disadvantage of adventuring with.
Woo-hoo! All right. We have the Self-Esteem Award, the ultimate hero, Dark Tie, Heather Edwards. Going once? Going twice? No, sold. Next. We have the Prove the Theory of Gravity Award for Pathfinder Maximum Expo Dungeon Detonation to Rob Greer. All right. Awesome. Next.
We have the Best Baby Wrangler for Zombie Days for Billy Whitaker.
Key, watch out for that tree award for Dark Tide Ultimate Hero for Chris Shields. All right.
Woo!
Most Impressive Board Award, Spy Handler, Jody. Jody, no last name. Awesome. Moving on.
We have the Third Best Hobo Award for Say Anything After Dark to Clint Brubacon.
No, moving on.
Go for it.
Me? Fine. What? Behind That Rabbit Award. Okay. Island of Fire, Thomas Hook. Sign.
I don't remember any rabbits.
They were on fire.
Oh, that's what
those were. We have the Biggest Brain Fart Award for the Wonton Witness to Patrick Ross.
We have the Strongest Connection to Mother Nature Award, Vancouver Part 2, going to Nick Seal. Yay!
Nick.
Come on, Nick, walk right over here.
Also known as the mountain who walks.
Speech.
What's that?
Spoiler.
No, he's not dead yet. Hey, Nick was the mountain who walks before Game of Thrones was on TV,
that's
okay?
True. That's who was.
Who do you think George R. R. Martin based him off of? It was Nick.
Thank you very much, guys.
Here we go.
No speech, bye.
No speech, really? Come on.
Speech.
It's a disappointment to all of us.
I'm trying to remember the game, because it's Sunday, I'm really tired, so it was an excellent game, and I played a White Court Vampire, and I basically bossed everyone around, because I was the owner of the nightclub, so got to shove around and tell them what to do. It was kind of fun.
Awesome.
Always fun to do that, you know, when you can do it in game, because no hard feelings, right?
Yeah.
You Sank My Battleship Award, Ironclaw 2E, The Wormbinder's Folly, Joshua Crockett. Nice. There you go.
We're going to have a whole wall of these by the end of this, right?
No, just two this year.
Just two?
I had a wall of them last year.
There you go.
Well, feel free to take any of these. These guys aren't here.
They're not me.
We have the second runner-up for the Cthulhu Praising Chant. For the ultimate hero, Dark Tide, to Heather Edwards, who we already know isn't here.
We have the Best Worst Web-Slinger Award for Star Wars Age of Rebellion, Tony Butler.
Letter to future game developers, don't put fuel tanks and walkers right in front of fuel tanks where the players can exploit them, just letting you know.
Fair point. I think you need to read this one. I think that's all you.
The award for the game that's nominated for a special award for being a great GM goes to Tim Nipple, and it is the Batman Award.
Sad. Not here to pick up Batman. That's
No. He'll come by and pick it up later when we won't see him.
Yeah, he's out fighting
sense.
The Joker.
That makes sense.
That's what he's doing.
We have the second best test subject award for Car Wars Uncle Albert's Amateur Night going to Josh. No last name.
Even if it's not you and your name is
and
Josh.
And your name is Josh.
You can accept this award.
You can pick it up. We don't care.
Your name is not Josh.
It is now.
Did you want to pick?
It's not official because there's no stamp.
But the stamp's going back to my house and that's my wife.
It's not stamped by me, so I don't care. She kind of scares me.
She's my wife. She scares me too.
You don't live with her. All your base are belong to us of war. Dresden of Somerset. Ryan Perrin. La 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 la. No.
We have the best dressed award going for Star Wars miniatures, the Death Star Trench Run, for Tony Archon.
Archon.
Again.
Nope. Really? That's an awesome name.
We just have a first name of Tony, so even if it's not you, it can go to any Tony.
Yeah, any Tony name.
Come on, you
don't
know
care.
You know
care.
You
will
totally just make
sign
that up.
So we can stamp it.
I want to go home.
I
have an half hour drive to make.
Well,
I have one question for you. Do you want some cheese to go with that wine?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, he is a chef. I mean, really.
I'll pair some up for you later.
I assume it's
going to
be pretty good cheese.
See, yeah, there you go.
The Best Howler Award for Star Wars Age of Rebellion Beginner Game Demo goes to Heather Edwards.
Make a nice drink stack.
Oh, the Triforce of Warrior Award. Dread Aftermath, Rob Edwards.
Sadly, Rob had to go home. We have the Best Skull for the Skull Throne Award for Savage Worlds Scooby-Doo Cthulhu going to Jay Carter.
Yay! Is it stamped?
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Da 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 da.
Zeppelin nuts.
As Rob Edwards.
That's what happens when you grab the wrong one.
I would like you to know that I personally laid my life on the line for the good of others.
It's also not stamped. It's not official.
Do you want your actual day?
Or should we call you Rob?
No. Here you go. There you go.
In Scooby-Doo Cthulhu, I would like you to know that I play Dad Max, the one I'm going to say right now. Is that wasn't a ninja, but instead, I shot that little sucker in the back of the head with a bullet, and then did a darn thing. So I just gave up my hop.
We have the Carpe Diem Award for Robo Rally Uberbot Team Battle.
Yeah, yeah. Carpe Diem Award for Robo.
Trying not to eat the mic.
Thanks, Mother. Okay, first we'll put it over here, and then over here.
And what's with this haircut?
What's with this haircut?
And then a stamp.
The Carpe Diem Award for Robo Rally Uberbot Team Battle goes to Nick Tillman. No, no, no. Okay, going in the pile. Moving on. Oh, me. Best Hero of Time, Dresden KC, J.R. Cook. Really, that's an awesome name. And no?
I didn't shoot J.R.
Moving on.
The Best Runner-Up, Lord of Chaos, for Savage World Scooby-Doo Cthulhu goes to Beth Parker. I signed in the wrong place again on purpose.
Dang it!
I took the stamp away. Thanks, Jeremy. You want me to say words about the Scooby-Doo? Jay was gone nuts, and I had a great idea to dress Daphne up like a queen and make the night awesome. So that's what happened.
Yeah! I love you! You're great, Velma.
Yeah.
Come press. Come back to the police station sometime. I'll show you a good time.
I know. I don't even want it anymore.
She feels dirty.
We have the first place dagger target award for, I think it's Savage World's Rat Attack for Josh Isriggs? Isriggs! Woohoo! Speech?
No, speech.
Okay, that's fair. All right, best folk impersonator, Terraform Playtest, Andrew Carol. Hey, it's an elf. Awesome. No, Carol, no, we're going once, going twice, sold. There you go, here's some more.
Okay.
Moving on. The Brings All the Boys to the Yard Award for the Pathfinder card game goes to Danae Beauregard. Stamp.
Working on it.
Hurry up, it gets two stamps, because that's awesome.
We have a request for a guest awards presenter.
There you go. That's pretty awesome.
Don't look at me like that.
What?
Your wife will kick your ass. I said your wife will kick your ass.
That's the title of the award?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you probably don't want to be there.
Yeah, you are.
Ooh, all of the awards, this is one of the awards. For Fallen Worlds goes to Layers Sykes.
That was Herb the Perv, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
been stamped.
No speech. Okay. No, you can't throw it on the floor.
I tried.
It costs money.
Liz is Noah's girlfriend, and I want to point out he put a little heart here.
Oh. It's still not official.
You want to color it in? I'm going to put some glitter on it. Markers and glitter.
It's so cute.
It's not signed yet. There you go. Have a nice day. That'll be $25.50. The Reptoid Award goes to for King of Tokyo goes to Michael Symes. Reptoid Award it is. You're not a lizard person, are you?
No. Actually, I find this
later. No, I'm asking, are you a lizard person? Great.
That's the 10th place Dagger Thrower Award for this is SWB Star Wars Red Attack.
I thought it was Savage World.
Savage World, Star Wars. It's SW, Red Attack. Goes to Thomas Hook.
Thomas, I have to ask, how many did you get this year?
That's it.
Still hasn't tied our top winner.
Yet.
But I had more fun than the top winner, even though I don't know who that was.
There you go.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
Oh, and that is Star Wars.
It's Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Savage Wars. Star Worlds.
Star Trek.
Top thing.
All right. Trapped in a Pokeball Award. I hate when that happens. Chaos Gate, a Roman holiday for the really? Okay, that's awesome. Paul D'Angelo! You're not here for this award, really? Okay.
The Mammal Award for Zombie Days goes to Ben Raines.
That's sad. That's the Mammal Award.
We have the Best Blood for the Blood God Award for Evolution going to Jessica Smith.
Do you want to give a speech? Well, you don't have to be so, you know, just
no.
Have you met Jessica?
Yeah, I'm kind of scared of her, too.
Okay.
You're welcome. All right. Best Pacifist in a War Game Award. The Sixth World. Leia Weeks.
Lex.
Lex.
Lex, it's an X. Yes. It looks like a Y.
Yeah, Lex Weeks.
All right. Lex.
They left.
I am reading. It's a Y.
We have the best pepper.
Burn out a lie. At least I don't have to do it, so I appreciate it. Ooh, a baby.
That is a baby.
Look.
That's my baby, by the way.
Are you going to go on to the next one?
I think she's a stinky baby.
No, she can keep going then.
She has the poop award.
In case you missed it, she does have a onesie that says I poop more than as much as the Jabberglock, so.
And she does, sometimes explosively.
Oh, yes,
it was. Yes, it was.
No, you have to remember, these are being recorded for posterity. We'll bring them back out when she's 18.
Or younger.
Totally true. We have the Peppercorn Juggling Award, Game Unknown, to Chris Weeks, who obviously isn't here. He's a good peppercorn juggler, but I understand.
I have a stock certificate for Project Dart going to Jamal Brown. Jamal Brown.
That is not an L.
Apparently not.
That is an R.
Okay.
Bendius Thumbs Award. NCIS. Murder at the Steampunk Con. Really? That's awesome. Danae Beer Regard.
There's a copy, there's a FedEx place right across the street.
But that makes the rules, I don't, sorry.
The most likely to succeed in business without really trying award for Warriors of Mars goes to the generic Ryan. So if your name is Ryan, you can get a free award.
Come on, you know you.
I know there's a Ryan over there. Congratulations, Ryan.
Did you play in Warriors of Mars?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know what
he's
that
he's a Ryan.
My name is Ryan.
It's all good. You are now official, Ryan. You exist in this game. Here you go.
Fair enough. Thanks.
I have a certificate of existence for Justice City Rumble for Joel Barrier. Joel?
Nope. Okay. Elementary school graduation certificate. Frozen in Time, Ian Stewart. I believe he had to go to a wedding. Sadly.
We have the Best Plan for World Domination Award for Space Alert going to Nick Seal.
Ooh, it's on Space Alert.
I have the award. Do you want to give a speech?
You just always jump the gun, don't you? Just jumping right over the table, aren't you?
Speech.
Jump the gun now. Do it now. Right now.
All right. So first, I want to thank Angela for putting on a fantastic game. Her oversized or the life-size Space Alert game was amazing, as Space Alert is in fact itself amazing in the game, but her efforts went above and beyond. So thank you to Angela too for the wonderful effort. Space Alert, if you've never played it, is basically chaotic awesomeness. 10 minutes of the craziest but funnest moments of your life. If you ever get a chance to play Space Alert, do so.
Ethan, sign those two and hand them back.
I have the best Disney.
Go ahead. Read them. I was just, blocking a few. Make it more difficult.
Okay. I have the best Disney Princess Runner Up Award for Winter Rally going to Josh Hodges. Yay, Josh.
We have Your Fandom Is Not My Fandom Award for The Seclusion of NX going to Danae Beauregard.
There's these other ones if you want some. There you go. You are welcome. All right, and I got two here for some person I don't really know. Best Human Being Cosplay, Death Star Trench Run, a.k.a. The Battle of Haven. No Gibbs! But he didn't really sign it, so it's not actually... Nope, you can't get it yet. World's Best Art of...
Did you sign it as Nathan?
I did.
That's
all
for
you. I'll just stamp it to make sure it's all legal here. Here you go.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, not stamping it again.
I love you too, Ruby.
And the second one. Noah's Ark Leader Reigns Never Cease. Hey, guess who was Noah? Noah Gibbs. World's Best Artificial Insemination Supervisor. Ooh, I am going to totally, I'm going to laminate this one.
It's going on the wall of the
It's going on the internet and possibly to work, and I'm giving it that, yeah.
We're handing that out as your business card from now on.
Hey, you should.
Which one did
he get? Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yes,
sign the gross piece of paper, please. Give me my pen back.
I have the confirmation of attendance for Hammers of the God going to Brian Kelsey.
Also for Brian Kelsey, for Brian and Sophie Kelsey, the Sensible Canadian Award for 7th C, Noblesse Oblige. I'm going to say oblige, because I like this word. It's a new word. Arr.
It means the obligations of the noble.
Don't talk. Again. You know words, so you don't get to talk. Certificate of Deposit, Hammers of the God, Don Sellers. design.
I can't believe I lived through it. I have
no idea how. Was it the troglodytes that helped?
No, that was.
Yes.
Well, they may have moved. The award for Almost Batman, a.k.a. Robin Award, goes for Mississippi Queen of the Damned, goes to Jonathan Reporter Guy.
So if your name is Jonathan, you can come and get an award.
Jonathan, going once, going twice,
sold. To the number three participant in Sentinels of the Multiverse goes to John Aldridge.
Aldridge, are you here? No, you're not. Okay. The Most Horrifying Gruesome Death Adult Beta Award goes for Orbit, goes to John Hinkle. All right, so Lamentation of the Woman Award, Sixth World. No. I did, even though it's not an X. The Unlimited Swallow Award for School Days Equestria Girls goes to Scott Sneer. Scott?
He left.
Aw. Fine.
The Greased Pink Cookoff Award for the Seclusion of Enix goes to Stephen Tao.
There he is.
No, it's Tally.
Oh, hi.
It's not official yet. We have to sign it.
Would you like to give a speech, sir?
Which one was it for?
Seclusion of Enix.
The Seclusion of Enix.
We killed lots of stuff. There you go, sir. All right, Sumo Champion of Southern Idaho, the Wizard's Tower. I did not know there was a Wizard's Tower in Idaho. Ah, Brett Gilland. Brett, come on down. You are the next contestant on the Price is Right.
He's coming down.
I see him. Yay, Brett.
Jeremy, you have to sign that one, actually.
No. I stamped it first. There you go. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
We have them See Them Driven Before You Award for Monty's Hall Lesser Tower of Doom going to Thomas Hook.
He's really like
them. Yes, I do like stamping stuff. That is true. There you go, sir.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
It is. The Meritorious Achievement Award for Kobolds and the Red Oversized Crunchy Red Fruit goes to Connor Hall. No. Okay. How many do you have? I only have two. I'm holding on to them.
I have three.
You go. You're behind. It's like Christmas when you're not opening enough presents.
I get presents?
No. But you get to keep going.
Okay, we have the Best Escaped Inmate Award for Shadowrun Fast Food Fight going to Eric Parker.
I assume that's supposed to be an S.
Turn to the right.
Okay. Is it on now?
Yeah. It's on.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys what I told my told the GM. You can't give me control of automated security turrets and not expect me to use them. In game is translated as Perun brings the thunder.
Go ahead, I'll move to the last one.
All right, the Normal Human Worm Baby Award. I hate those types. The worm babies, I mean. All right, Servants of Cinder Queen. Or Servants of Cinder Queen? It doesn't matter. Chris Weeks. That's why it didn't matter. All right, moving on.
We have the Best Inmate Award for Dread going to Andrew Robertson.
The Best Nutcracker Award for Big Trouble in Little Lakoria goes to Grady Victory.
You go. Fine. Certificate of Excused Absence, Shadowrun, Foodbye. Shadowrun, Foodbye. I just said that. Amanda, Mason. Going once, going twice. No!
We have aptly named Twisted Mind Award going for Darkness Rising, Mask of Death to none other than Jeremy Putnam.
Yeah.
Get that to her.
Okay, well, we'll sign it. And I'll get to stamp it.
Good enough. Sign it.
Oh, good. Please sign this one. No, not you.
That works.
You don't have to read that one. You can just sign that one.
It's the Smarterest Award.
But
for Firefly, Sugar, and Spice.
Yes, but so you don't have to...
Go to Jeremy Putnam.
I put it out because it didn't need to be read.
Yay, Jeremy!
Take my...
Dance, River, dance!
Well, I believe that's it for all the awards.
It's not.
It's not?
It's not.
It's not.
Ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't be here at CanCon without one person whose dream, idea, and ideals brought us here, Mr. Ethan Parker. And as a thank you, as a quick background, for those of you who don't know, our mascot this year is one Massive Defender, the superhero created by Ethan Parker, played for him for 12 years now, who is also featured on the Green Ronin website, along with here at CanCon. And as a thank you to Ethan, we had Matt Ox, the sculptor for our mini, paint up one of them for Ethan so he could have a fully painted, ready-to-go Massive Defender. Ethan, without this, I wouldn't be in Kansas. We wouldn't be here. Thank you.
This is your subtle way of saying you want Massive to reappear in the superheroes game. Huh?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much, guys. I'm sort of in a unique situation. I'm watching this con grow and become new and better and become large. As you can see... This is my 10-month-old daughter. Last year at CanCon, my lovely wife here was several months pregnant. And this is the culmination of that. This is my little girl, Aria. I get to watch her now grow up every year as she tries to eat microphones. I get to see her grow up at CanCon, and you guys will see her around, I hope. But there is something that... we do need to announce. My wife and I are actually now expecting our second child. So she's loading right now, or he's loading. We don't know what. But my little girl's going to have a sidekick starting next February. So I wanted to let some people know as best I can, and there we have it. So I want to say thanks to everyone for coming to CanCon, for supporting CanCon, for hopefully having a good time. So got all this applause. I want you guys to give yourselves some applause, because without this gaming community, we wouldn't have this. So I think with that, are we done for now?
I think so.
All right. I think we are done. Thank you so much for coming to CanCon 2014. We have the room till 10 o'clock.
And
so
after that, you got to get out.
Play some games.
Play
some
balls around.
And we'll start kicking you out of 10.
We'll see you guys around, and we'll see you next year.
Thank you
all for coming. It was awesome.
Yay! it's only available for download on GamersHavenPodcast.com.
The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Mutants and Masterminds 3rd Edition, Justice City United. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars Eric, Jeremy, Robin, and Tracy. GM by Ethan. In a world of superpowered intrigue, can four heroes trust one another while trying to make a difference? An alien threat, a complacent government, and a sinister villain are only some of the obstacles these four need to overcome in order to be some of the world's greatest heroes. Will they be legends, or will they be forgotten? Only time can tell. Justice City United.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.